The priorities for the UDL framework are really to support teachers thinking about how to design learning that is most likely to give all learners two things: access to the learning and agency as a learner. Access is defined broadly. So, do the learning materials have the capacity to be perceived and understood by all learners? Are there ways of engaging in the lesson that give students options for how to become interested, how to sustain that effort, how to self-regulate? Are there opportunities in the design of the learning experience for learners to physically navigate the materials in a number of ways? Are there ways for the student to have options for expressing and communicating their thinking, their understanding, showing their learning in a variety of ways, a way that works for them? And also, are there ways for students to make decisions about how they use executive functions? The provision of options within a learning experience also really honors the inherent power that every learner brings to a learning experience. We might think about that as learner agency. That second piece of what we hope the use of the UDL framework can really do. So it's not that the lesson design empowers students, it's that learners come to learning with that power, and the lesson design honors that learner by giving them opportunities to make decisions about how to engage, which content to use, how to demonstrate their thinking and understanding. The UDL framework is designed to support teachers to help them design learning that gives every single student access and agency.